Florida with a long criminal record has been arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc is being charged with 5 federal crimes. Speaking at a political rally in the state of North Carolina, President Trump blamed the media for all the negativity surrounding the bomb threats.
We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party.
FBI Chief Christopher Wray explains how they identified Sayoc as their suspect.
They uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. There is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of 2 different IEDs.
The pipe bombs were sent in recent days to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Saturday the murder of Jamal Khashoggi in a diplomatic facility must concern us all.
Within our democratic form of government in the United States, we recognize and President Trump has called for congressional involvement in the matter. Due to the gravity of this situation, I will continue consulting with our President and Secretary of State as they consider the implications of this incident within our broader strategic framework.
The Defense Secretary said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has already revoked some Saudi visas and will be taking additional measures against the responsible people. Saudi Arabia acknowledged in a statement Thursday that Khashoggi's killing appeared to have been premeditated on the basis of evidence supplied by Turkey. International critics, including U.S. President Trump, have said that the country's de facto leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, bears ultimate responsibility, although he has denied any involvement. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reported to be